Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Ugly by Nature podcast with me, your host, Carlisle Campbell, a.k.a. the professor of pop culture. And things are about to get real ugly in this bitch, okay? Let's get into it. All right, so it's a beautiful Taco Tuesday here early in the morning in New York City. And let's see, I got to go to work, so I'm about to just run through some stuff real quick. Okay, hopefully I can get this done and still make it to work on time because I am a model employee, okay? I do everything that everyone should be doing. I am the standard. I am the blueprint. So to all my coworkers, if you are listening, you know this, I know this. Well, let's not play pretend here and let's get into this motherfucking show, okay? So first things first is let's congratulate Mother Rihanna, okay? Mother has done it again. She has welcomed a beautiful billionaire baby boy. Have we seen pictures? I don't think we've seen pictures. But anyway, she's welcomed a child with ASAP Rocky. If you don't know, they already share a child, Reza Alston Mayers, who is named after the famous Wu-Tang rapper, Reza, of course. Just so y'all know, listen, this second baby is great. This baby's cool and all, and you did your thing, little man, but RZA has the best birthday of all time. Like, RZA definitely has the best birthday of all time. He was born on May 13th, the same day I was born. This child is special. Not to mention, Rihanna always stays at the Carlisle Hotel, especially during the Met Gala. And I actually seen her and the baby. Listen, okay? I'm just saying, like, Rihanna, like, call me up, girl. Like, me, you, the baby, Rocky, we all connected. Like, we are all one. Child, she is filing the restraining order as we speak. But anyways, yes, congratulations to ASAP Rocky and Rihanna. They had their baby boy on August the 3rd. Obviously, the baby's name is going to start with an R. Rocky, Rihanna, Reza. All her brothers are named with R's too. Rory and Rajad, you know. So it's definitely an R thing. Like, that Rihanna reign, it just won't let up. It just won't let up. So, yeah, congratulations to my girl, Rihanna. All right, so speaking of Rihanna, let's talk about her collaborator and songwriter for the song Hate That I Love You from the Good Girl Gone Bad album, which is the same album that featured Umbrella, Mr. Neo. The Neo, the dancing, singing, legendary Neo. And he is legendary. The music has always been top tier. The songs that he's done for other people, top tier. He's up there, you know what I mean? I hate celebrities are allowed to have an opinion. Absolutely. Hello, have you met me? Like, I have an opinion. You know what I mean? I'm just kidding. But you know what I mean? So celebrities are allowed to have an opinion. But you know what? In the grand scheme of things, being who you are and whatnot, I just feel like if you're smart and you see the way someone is doing something and you see how well it's working for them and not working for them, but how much more it's working for them versus not working for them, I feel like you should roll with that. Like, there's a blueprint in the industry right now of how things should be done when it comes to PR and the things that you say. Beyonce is the blueprint, okay? Don't say a word. Don't say shit. Don't do no more interviews. That's done. All of that. So, according to Deadline, in an interview with Gloria Velez for Vlad TV, singer Neo shared his views on gender changes. While professing his love for the LGBTQ community, he said, "I feel like the parents have almost forgotten what the role of a parent is," he began. "If your little boy comes up to you and says, 'Daddy, I want to be a girl,' you just let him rock with that?" Neo added, "Where did he get that? If you let this 5-year-old little boy eat candy all day, he's gonna do that. Like, when did it become a good idea to let a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, or a 12-year-old make life-changing decisions?" Honey, honey, honey. Let's see what else this article says. If I can get this computer to work. Oh, all right. Awkward. Okay. Oh, there we go. Chrome was like, give me a warning. When did it happen? Like, I don't understand that. The 3-time Grammy winner, age 43, said that he comes from an era where a man was a man and a woman was a woman. There was two genders, and that's just how I rock. He said, You could identify as a goldfish if you feel like. That ain't my business. It becomes my business when you try to make me play the game. I'm not going to call you a goldfish. Neo is the father of 7 children and 2 with 2 mothers. Okay, see, oh, you know what? And you know, he later on apologized. He did a good PR apology. Then he doubled down on the apology, doubled down on his statements, pretty much saying like he's only apologizing for any feelings he hurt. His opinion is his opinion, and he stands. Now, here's the thing. He says, if you, it becomes my business when you try to make me play the game. So it becomes, and he says, I'm not going to call you a goldfish if you choose to identify as a goldfish. Now, here lies the issue with that. Your name is, hold on, let me see. Because, child, here it goes. Let me see something. Let me type up something really quick, y'all. Hold on. First of all, Shafar Shamir Smith. That's Neo's real name. Do you all understand what I'm where I'm going with this? You should already understand where I'm going with this. Shafar Smith, right? Is that what I read? Shafar Shamir Smith. Okay, crazy as hell. That is your name. Yet you choose to go by Neo, the stage name of Neo, right? But what you call it is just a stage name, but everyone calls you Neo. This is clearly what you choose to be called. No one calls you Shafar. Maybe your real life people, I don't know. Nobody calls you that. Everyone calls you Neo. If I saw you on the street and I said, hey, bitch ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? You're not gonna go for that. You want to be called the name that you want to be called. Because he clearly he loves a comparison. He loves to compare apples and oranges. So we're gonna compare some apples and oranges. Like I said, if I'm on the street and I call you bitch ass nigga, you're not gonna like that. You'd prefer I call you what I know you as, which is Neo, because I also don't know you well enough to call you Shafir, right? So I should call you whatever you prefer to be called. I don't know you well enough to be down the street hollering, let me go look it up again. Shafir Shamir Smith. Shafir Shamir Smith. I'm sure that's not how you say it, but you get what I'm saying? I don't know you well enough to be shouting out your real name and all that stuff. You prefer to be called Neo, which is your stage name. It's a respect thing. So if I meet someone and they say, I am a goldfish, I am not human, I'm going to nod my head and I'm going to say, well, it's nice to meet you, goldfish. I never met a goldfish that could talk. Wow, this is amazing. We're like making history here. You know what I'm saying? You just roll with it because I'm going to be called whatever I want to be called. You're going to be called whatever you want to be called. And that's just that on that. Can't nobody tell me different. Like I said, I made the same argument before with I don't like men sagging their pants. I don't. I think it's kind of gross. Yeah, some of them do got nice underwear, nice butts. Yeah, I do look, hello, obviously, but that's neither here nor there. I don't like it, don't like to see it, whatever the case may be. However, no one, no bitch, as in the words of NeNe Leakes, no bitch is gonna tell me how to be. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the quote is, but nobody's gonna tell me what to do, how to be, what looks good or what doesn't look good. I don't give a God damn what you think about what you see and how you feel about the way I chose to present myself or who I choose to be. You know what I'm saying? What identity I choose to go by. You don't understand my gender dysphoria. You don't even know if I got sciatica in my back. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's going on inside my head or nothing like that. So whatever I want to be called, you will motherfucking call me because that is a sign of respect. And you give respect to get it. And that's just general respect that everyone should be out here giving everyone. You ain't got to agree with it. You ain't got to like it. I don't like your name. I think Shafar is a dumbass name. I really do. Shamir, like, it could be a family name for all I know. You know what I'm saying? I don't like it. It's dumb. But that's neither here nor there. That's what your mama named you. That's what you go by. You don't even go by that. You go by Neo. So, you know, so basically, and another thing I was going to touch on was that his one of his baby mothers, Monyetta Shaw, who's currently on the Real Housewives of Atlanta as a friend of, she spoke out and said, you know, at the end of the day, we're still, he's a great co-parent. We co-parent well. We're going to co-parent. I'm not going to completely go against him at the end of the day because we have to co-parent. However, I do not agree with his opinion. I think it is wrong. Whatever the case may be, she said something to the likes of, you know, so good for Monyetta for stepping up and speaking up for her, not only herself, but maybe one day even her children who might choose to identify as something else. You know, at the end of the day, what you folks have failed to realize, oh, not in my house, not in my house. So when that child gets 18, like, bye. Because first of all, let's just be clear, you invested. A child is an investment. You put a lot of money into a kid. So you're going to put a lot of all that money into a kid for 18 years, whether you want to or not. You end up putting some money in a kid, okay? Even when you're selfish with your money and don't get your kids what they should be getting, you're still gonna have to spend some money on food, all those things. It costs. A child is an investment. So you're going to invest in this kid only to cut them off at 18 because they're not doing what you want them to do. Guess what, beloved? The law says they can do whatever they want, and they're going to do whatever they want with or without you. And it's going to hurt you more if they choose to do it without you. You ain't got to like it. You just got to respect it. You understand? Parents, I hope all the parents out there listening, you ain't got to like it. Respect it. You know what I'm saying? And then my thing is too, there's a way this conversation can be had with a child. Neo, for say if it's your child or if it's me on the street and I say I'm goldfish and you say no, you're not. That's not the way you go about it. If you disagree, you can say, well, now why do you go by goldfish? I'm not gonna lie, because obviously you are very human presenting, you don't even got to say all that. You can just simply ask questions in a very nice way. There's a way you can go about if you're curious. A lot of people will educate if you're nice about it. When people come to me talk about my vitiligo, if they're curious or they have questions and things like that, I will gladly answer those questions as long as it's asked in a respectful way. When kids ask the questions, I just let kids ask it how they're gonna ask it, unless they nasty. I'm not dealing with them nasty kids. But I usually they'd be like, why are you so black and pink? You know what I mean? They'd be saying shit like that to me. So I just let them because they're kids. But you know what I'm saying? If you're respectful as an adult, I will gladly answer any questions. Am I 100% comfortable answering questions? No, not always. But that's not what life is all about. And sometimes I'm going to be a little uncomfortable. And clearly you're a little uncomfortable. Or by if I choose to go by a goldfish or something like that, you're uncomfortable. If I choose to identify as a woman, that makes you a little uncomfortable. So ask questions, get to understand, and you still ain't gotta like it after that. You still don't have to like it after what I say, because one person may not give you the correct answer of what needs to be said for you specifically to understand, But child, it's just, so. Neo, get it together. Not nice. Not nice at all. Realign how you approach things. You're talking like you're not a street nigga anymore. Like, bro, you've been famous for you were born in 1979, bro. You've been famous for a little minute now. Like, you're not that guy anymore. Like, you can stop all that tough talk. So, yeah, get it together, bro. So, speaking of Moneta, we're gonna also segue from that last one. We're gonna talk about another friend of the Housewives, Miss C what is it, season 12? Miss Season 12's Fallon Pina. Now, if you don't know Fallon, she had a short-lived run on the Housewives of Atlanta. Wasn't very impactful. She started a huge, she didn't start it, but she got into a huge altercation that almost resulted in somebody being hit with a shovel and a few racial slurs being yelled at, like LaToya yelling chinky eyes, all that stuff. She was never invited back. However, if you don't know the infamous story, Miss Portia Williams, aka Portia Stewart, oh, child, she's gonna kill me for that one. But Miss Portia Williams, another Real Housewives of Atlanta, is famously known at this point and making TMZ headlines for stealing Fallon's husband. Although a man that can be taken ain't really been stolen. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't really yours to begin with, baby. But Portia got with Fallon's dude after introducing Fallon on the show as a friend of and hanging out with her before the show even started filming or anything like that. Started hanging out with her, then producers asked Portia to bring Fallon onto the show. Fallon came on with her husband, her mansion. Simon is an African millionaire. He's got businesses, he's got money galore. He takes care of her kids, everything like that. Allegedly, Fallon cheated with the pool boy, according to Simon. But according to Fallon, Simon was the cheater, and sounds like they were both just cheating, child, really. And Portia basically swooped in and asked this man, is he okay post-divorce? Well, they were on their way working through a divorce, and allegedly they started talking since then, and they became cool, and Portia eventually ended up marrying this man in two different weddings, one in Nigeria, one here in America. Fallon claims the divorce wasn't finalized by the time they got together. Portia claims it was. Portia lied. We know she lied. Portia basically stole this lady man, y'all, for real, for real. But it's all good, because with all the drama happening lately, it's like, you know what, Fallon? Baby girl, it's not to say that Portia was right, but it's to say that this was your situation was gonna crumble anyway, because girl, this girl's crumbling. The boy that she done got with, who's much younger than her, not much younger, but younger than her, Jalen Banks, I believe his name is. She had a baby with him, two, if I'm not mistaken. It may be just one, but whatever. And she's already got a few kids now. Beautiful girl though. He came out and said that she groomed him. And grooming, what that means, like basically she, had him around and was there for him and stuff up until the time that it was time for them to get busy. You know what I'm saying? Probably groomed him, slept with him, all this stuff. You know, he called her a groomer. Child, she was all on the Instagram with t-shirts that said groomer. I would never buy a shirt and be out here as a big black man wearing a damn shirt that says groomer. Bitch, you done lost your goddamn mind. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, girl, is she dumb? That wasn't a, it's a way to like, you know, people, things happen to people and they say, well, I'm gonna monetize and capitalize off of it by putting it on a t-shirt or something like Candy with the sex dungeon and the whole lesbian and drugging and raping accusations that had happened to her from Portia Williams. You know, she did a huge thing with it. She went on tour with the dungeon and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? She turned her lemons into lemonade. However, putting groomer on a shirt, Fallon, girl, you got to be dumb as a box of rocks to think that's gonna fly. Who the fuck's gonna buy that? If I catch anybody with that groomer shirt on, girl, I'm gonna snatch it off and you can tell the police I assaulted you. No, I'm not gonna do that. That's ridiculous. But I want you to know, just as ridiculous as that sound, it's just as ridiculous as you look in a shirt that says groomer on it. Okay. But back to the story. So now Fallon and Jalen are clearly over. It's a whole bunch of back and forth on Instagram, all that good stuff. And then Fallon comes out of nowhere with a picture of her standing up, laughing and giggling while Pleasure P from Pretty Ricky, 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 yeah, from Pretty Ricky, Pleasure P from Pretty Ricky, holding her from behind while the sun is going down in what looks like to be a Texas Chainsaw Farm massacre setting. You know, it's actually really beautiful, but child, the sun going down, it's time for me to get out of town. Okay. So, you know, child, this picture, she put hashtag galaxy with a red heart and then tagged him. And then he wrote back, Fallon, I need more of you every moment. He wrote with a matching heart and hashtag galaxy. So maybe the aliens was coming down. That's why they put galaxy or something, because it looked like a field where the UFO would be at or some shit. But child, Fallon is, this is just messy. It's not a good look, especially them damn groomer shirts, girl. No. It's just to say, I'm not coming down on her. I hope her and her husband, I believe her and Jalen are married, if I'm not mistaken, or something like that, or whatever. I hope they are able to work it out and co-parent as they should. Girl, I really don't think you need to get into another relationship. You just keep going from relationship to relationship. I talked about this on yesterday's episode, one of yesterday's episode, about those people who just jump in and out of relationships. Nicki Minaj episode. Yes, we talked about it in the Nicki Minaj episode. So check that one out if you haven't heard already. But one of those people who just can't seem to be alone, always got to be up under somebody. Girl, you need to take some time for yourself. Get it together. I'm actually rooting for you, Fallon. I think she actually, you know, watching her on the show and stuff, she actually does have a sweet nature, and I don't think she really means harm to people. I just feel like she's one of those people who finds herself in mess because she needs to be alone when she's with, while you're out with people doing your thing, Fallon. You need to be alone, girl. You just need to be doing you, getting to know Fallon a little bit more, and doing the work, as Iyanla would say, do the work. Yeah, do the work, girl. All right, y'all. This was another great episode of the Ugly by Nature podcast with me, your host, Carlisle Campbell, aka the Professor of Pop Culture. I will definitely be back tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. I don't know. But, you know, when I come back, let's do some more positive stories. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling a little bit of negative energy, a little negative in the air. You know what I'm saying? I want to do more positive stories. Ooh, yeah, I know some. Actually, I just thought of a positive story I can talk about. I read positive stories all the time, just amongst the bad ones. But I know what people want to hear, honey. The people want to hear the tea, okay? They can hear some good news at work or somewhere else for their family or something, child. They come here for the tea. But we're gonna talk about some more positive tea. We're gonna get into a more minty tea. Okay, yeah, let's do that tomorrow. So thank you for tuning in. If you want to support, hashtag Ugly by Nature, Venmo, Carlisle C21. Thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. Remember, you're the shit, I'm the shit, we the shit. Period.